the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Ali al-Azim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin. La siyama baqiyatillah fil aradin. Ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. Waja'alana min a'wanihi wa ansarih. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. According to a hadith from Imam Kazim alayhi salam, Imam alayhi salam said, Ya Hisham, inna lillah ala nas hujjatayn. Truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two types of proof or two types of communicating his will to us. One is Hujjatan zahira, the external, the outward proof, and the second is Hujjatan batina, the inward or the internal proof. Fa'amma zahira farrusulu wal anbiya'u wal a'immah. The external, which is the first one, amma zahira, the external one, arrusul, the messengers. Wal anbiya, the prophets. You know that every messenger is a prophet, but not necessarily every prophet is a messenger. Ar-rusul are just some of the prophets. Wal a'imma, and imams also can be here in the sense of successors to the prophet, or it can be in a general sense, in the sense of every divinely appointed leader who has been given the position of imama, which includes also some of the prophets like Prophet Ibrahim. In any case, these divinely appointed leaders who have been given the task of guiding people, these are external or outward hujja of Allah. وَأَمَّا الْبَاطِنَ فَالْأُغُولِ. But the one that is functioning within is reason or intellect. Now, let's talk about the role of the prophets. He is rahmatan lil alameen. This light is for everyone. There are people who close their eyes. There are people who close their eyes and also put something in front of their eyes. But the light of the prophet is there. He has no restriction. He doesn't discriminate. He doesn't say, my light is for Arabs. My light is for Middle Eastern people. My light is only for Muslims. His light comes from light of Allah. Light of Allah is for samawati wal arz. The light of the Prophet is lil alameen. Because the light of the Prophet comes through guidance, and therefore it is for alameen, not anything which has no capacity of understanding. You understand the difference between alameen and samawati wal ard? As samawati wal ard includes those understand and those who don't understand. But the light of the Prophet is the light is through guidance, and therefore it is for alameen, which means ulul aql, means those who have understanding. In any case, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, achieved that level of light that he became kalimat nurek, nabi rahmatik wa kalimat nurek. He became the prophet of rahma and word of light. His task is to help in achieving the purpose of creation. What is the purpose of creation? is to reach the highest level of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through guidance.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
So this man took humanity to the latest, to the maximum level of perfection which is possible. It is now to me and you, whether we appreciate and benefit from this or not. We don't need any extra guidance. We don't need any extra message to come from the Lord of human beings. Whatever we need to know, whatever help we need to receive, we have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet has done something that no one can do more than that. And we don't need more than that. It's just appreciating what the Prophet has offered. Now you can imagine what a sad night is tonight. The night of the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the night in which humanity has lost the closest person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The level of connection between human beings and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gone downward. Imam Ali alayhi salam, after the demise of the Prophet, said, "By your demise, something has stopped that has never stopped before. No chance of receiving revelation. No revelation anymore. No person would be anymore spoken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly." He ended the chapter of prophecy and revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "We are not going to punish them as long as they ask forgiveness and as long as you are with them. Wa anta fihim." He was such a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah says, as long as you are there, we are not going to punish them. It's impossible to punish them. So the Prophet not only was a kind of inspiration to remember Allah's mercy for us, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when looks at the Prophet, he feels that he must be more merciful. It's impossible to have you with them and then punish them. This was not the case with other prophets. Allah punished the nation of Hud and Saleh and many prophets, even when they were there. But Allah never punished the nation of the Prophet when he was there.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to serve Islam inshallah with all our energy and talents. May inshallah Allah keep us away from betrayal to Islam. May Allah inshallah keep us away from doing anything which would sadden the heart of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. May Allah make the reappearance of Imam Zaman as soon as possible and as early as possible. May Allah enable us, inshallah, to be always on the right path with our children and our friends. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the marhumin, especially marhumin of brothers and sisters here and those who have rights upon us. Our ulama, our maraji, our teachers, our martyrs, the late Imam Khomeini, may Allah enable them to be with Muhammad and Al Muhammad right now. May Allah give healing and shifa to all the people who are ill. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
فَرْشِدْ تُرَابُ يَضُمُّنِي وَهُوَ غِطَائِي حَوْلِ الرِّمَالُ تَلُفُّنِي بَلْ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَاللَّحْدُ يَحْكِي ظُلْمَةً فِيهَا ابْتِلَائِي وَالنُّورُ خَطَّ كِتَابَهُ أُنْسِي بريقه